I've died before. Many times. Shot. Burned. Poisoned. Torn apart by my own ambitions. Death to me is not an ending. It's an inconvenience. Regeneration, however, is something else entirely. The universe liked to tell comforting lies about regeneration. The doctor often described it as renewal, a chance to begin again, a transformation, a gift. But I know better. My TARDIS has brought me to die in the ruins of a forgotten world. As I leave its confines, I collapse against a shattered stone pillar while storm clouds roil overhead. Every breath is agony. Every heartbeat feels weaker than the last. I know what is coming. The first signs arrive like needles beneath my skin. Golden energy flickered through my veins. My body has recognized the damage and begins preparing the process. No, I whispered. Not yet. Never yet. The pain exploded through me. It begins in my bones. Every cell in my body is suddenly awakened, as if billions of tiny fires ignite at once. The sensation is unbearable. My skeleton feels molten. My muscles convulse. I claw at the ground as cracks of golden light burst from my fingertips. The regeneration energy wasn't healing. It was destroying. The old body has to die completely before the new one can exist. That was the secret Time Lords rarely spoke about. Every nerve ending screams. I throw back my head and howl. My skin begins to glow from beneath. Not warm. Not pleasant. Burning. As though a star had been lit inside my chest. I could feel myself coming apart. Memories flickered through my mind in chaotic flashes. Faces. Victories, betrayals, worlds I'd conquered, friends I'd lost. Entire centuries of life were being torn loose. Regeneration reaches into every corner of a Time Lord's existence and tears it apart, piece by piece. My hand no longer looks like my own. My flesh is changing. Bones shift. Muscles rewire themselves. The sensation is like being skinned alive while simultaneously being rebuilt from the inside. I collapse onto my knees. Golden fire pours from my mouth. My heart hammers wildly, beating out of rhythm as my biology fights against itself. One body was dying. Another is struggling to be born. A transition exists somewhere between life and death. For a brief moment, I felt both. The old self clawing desperately to survive. The new self thrusting itself forward. The conflict is maddening. Every instinct screams that something is horribly wrong. Every nerve told me I was burning alive because, in a sense, I was. My body was becoming fuel. The old tissues are consumed in waves of energy. Entire systems break down and reform in seconds. DNA unravels and rewrites itself. The pain climbs higher, beyond screaming, beyond thought. I could no longer remember where I ended, and the fire began. Then came the worst part. The fear. Because no matter how many times a Time Lord has regenerated, there is always that terrible moment when they wonder if they will survive this time. Would the new person still be them? Would anything remain? Or would this simply be another form of death wearing a different face? My vision dissolves into pure gold. My body erupts with regeneration energy. A column of blazing light shoots into the storm clouds above. The ground cracks beneath me. Stones vaporize. Thunder rolls across the sky. And inside that inferno, the old me died. Not all at once, not peacefully. Every trace of him burned away. Every scar, every wrinkle, every strand of hair, every cell, reduced to energy, consumed. Then, from the ashes of that man who had been, something else emerges. The fire begins to fade. The storm subsides. I lay motionless among the smoking ruins. New hands, new face, new voice waiting to speak. I open unfamiliar eyes and draw a sharp breath. For several moments, I simply stare at the sky. So, I've survived. Again. The pain was gone, but the memory remained. It always remained. A reminder that regeneration was not resurrection, but annihilation followed by creation. My old self burned in living fire, so my new self could take its place. The Master. Reborn.
You've been listening to Rise of the Battlemaster, Part 1, Regeneration, written by Eric L. Busby. Introducing Kareem C. Cronflee as the Master. Music and sound design by Eric L. Busby. Script edited by Kareem C. Cronflee and Eric Busby. This has been an ELB production.